Hey, what's up, everybody? Today on Trust and Believe, I'm talking about something that is so passionate to me, and it's kind of silly because I'm talking about passion, how to find your passion, how to accept your passion, and how not to let anyone else rate your passion so that you can succeed. I'm telling you, today we are going on a journey filling your soul in the most unique way, and I hope that you are ready to just listen, because this is going to inspire you to release something more powerful from within.
Somebody say it again.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? I had this crazy thought the other day, because I'm here in Charlotte and I was with my soul brother, AKA Todd, AKA the man who does audio editing for the podcast. So we pull up on the side of the road to a parking spot, and there was this group exercise class going on. I think it was like a Pure Barre class. And once we pulled up and turned the music down, I heard the instructor. And I immediately was like, oh my goodness. Something literally happened to my soul as I was sitting in the car. And I had this incredible sense of peace, but also, you ever think of how it would feel to win the lottery and you would just have like this elation because all of your like financial problems would be over, and you would just kind of have this like freedom, you know? It's like life would become a little bit easier because of finances or whatever. It was like that mixed with, if I was listening to music generally and I heard an incredible song, and it just filled my soul. Something like Chandelier. So that's what happened to me. And I was just sitting in a car listening to this woman teach this class. It was very interesting because I, for the very first time, don't know what to do with this feeling. I had no idea where to place this happiness and this joy. I just kind of had to think about it. And I was like, I really want to document this moment. I have not stopped thinking about that moment. And I had to process what it was that I was feeling. And so if you've never had that feeling, okay. If you have had a feeling like that and you just didn't know where to place it, I think I can help you out. The message that I got from that experience was, we rate our passion for what other people think our passion is worth. I love singing. I love dancing. I love tennis. You know, there are people out there who are artists and musicians and pianists and architects and engineers, and they create these really incredible projects. I mean, if you look at the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, I was in that building and it is spectacular. It could almost be the eighth wonder of the world just because of how massive it is and how it makes you feel when you look at it and how it melds in with the city, but it's also just like incredible staple piece to the city. We look at all of these things and we think that is someone's passion or that is great. But I think that a lot of us out there have a passion that just because it's not grandiose, and maybe not everybody can see it, or maybe it's not viewed as a passion amongst other people, I don't think that a lot of us out there go after the thing that is truly a passion for us. the message that I got from this experience by listening to this class is, for the first time, I was like, group exercise, not in its physical form of like doing push-ups, but the art of teaching group exercise is a huge passion of mine. I am now finally able to say that the art of teaching is a passion of mine. I do it so naturally, and I get to play around, and I get to, you know, have fun, and I get to take people on a journey, but I've never really viewed it as a passion that I really could talk about because I just didn't think people would understand it. Now, one of the very first times where I got a similar feeling was I just was watching an Instagram video back in maybe 2019 or so, and it was a Michelle Park teaching Pio when Beachbody had Beachbody Live. And I literally started crying. I was like, this woman is wonderful. It was just incredible and great and unforced and just like she wasn't trying to look for things to say. You could tell like she was just in her moment. For me, I can actually say that the art of teaching group exercise is a passion for me. And I really want to help you today find your passion. Now, if it's singing and dancing and playing the piano or art, you know, I have a friend Lloyd who is an incredible comic artist. And I don't know how many of you know that the tattoo on my back of like, it's a cheetah mixed with a redwood tree, mixed with eagle wings, mixed with a lion. He actually drew that for me and I made it a tattoo. And if the tattoo means so much for a couple of reasons, one, because I asked Scott a series of questions and he was like, this is how I view you. And then Lloyd, who you may know from Asylum, he drew it. So it was just like, it's just really special to me. The love that, you know, he put into that is like a huge passion. And we see these things, but there's gotta be something out there for you that you are extremely passionate about. And maybe you haven't let yourself accept it as a passion. Like maybe you haven't done that. And I really, really, really hope that I can help you find that at this very moment. So really, I'm just gonna ask you a series of questions that hopefully can take you on a journey for you to really do a deep dive into the things that you love or something that you love and appreciate. Going back to that feeling that I have, has there ever been a time where something literally stopped you in your tracks? Or have you ever been doing something where it was almost to the point where no one could understand why you felt this happy doing that thing or seeing this thing or experience this experience? Have you ever had that moment? If so, if you have many moments, if you're writing or if you're listening, I want you to think about it. If you have a pen and pad, write all of these things down. I'll give you an example. There was one time I had the flu. I was in college. It was the first time I was doing a big dance concert and my friend Mandy came to my apartment and I just felt terrible. You know, her boyfriend at the time mixed the audio and the music together and she put it in. Now, mind you, I had the flu and she pushed play and there was this one point in the song where there was a transition in music and for about 15 seconds, I no longer felt the flu. I jumped up out of this chair. I started dancing. There was this like incredible rush of adrenaline that healed everything that I was feeling during the flu. And that is my next question to you. Taking all those things that you may have written down a thought about, the next thing is, have you ever been doing something where you got this incredible rush of adrenaline by looking at something, by working on something, by seeing something? Because, you know, those two questions in general hopefully are helping you funnel your passion, like funnel all of these things that you may love and really like accepting that some of these things are passions and hopefully getting you to a place where you can really start to live in your passion. And that is where my next question will come from, because for 20 plus years, I have been doing this not knowing that the art of teaching is a passion. So my next question is there that one thing that you could literally do every day to the point where you would never get tired, right? Is there something you're like, I would never get tired of this. And I never really understood it until the other day when I pulled up in a parking lot and it was someone teaching a class that I love this so much that I can't believe that I've been making money doing this for so many years, not recognizing what it is. Because people ask me, do you love to work out? And I'm like, no, I don't love to work out. So why do you keep teaching? Why haven't you given up? Why haven't you like changed courses? And it's truly because when the music comes on and I'm able to take people through a journey and I'm able to put messages in there and get them to begin the next exercise or to help make them feel a certain way is an incredible feeling. So the question is there something that you can literally do every day? I had a conversation with a friend a while ago. Her name is Janet Lynn. At the time, was working for a big corporate company, and she lives in New York City, and she would go to the office every day and have a computer and have like the levels of like the CEOs and the managers and stuff like that. For me, that would stress me out. That life is not for me, right? I'm just like, oh my gosh. But I asked her, I was like, you know, do you like it? And she's like, I absolutely love it. Not that I never accepted or I was like hating on that type of job. When I was in a corporate world, I'm like, no, I need to get out of here. But to know the corporate structure is someone's passion is incredible and amazing. And so if you're out there and you're like, oh, like this type of thing is my passion, good for you. Because maybe you never viewed it as a passion. Maybe you viewed it as, oh, I love my job or I love what I do. But when you view something as a passion, it's not necessarily that it becomes easy. Your will and desire and your commitment to it, it's at such a high level. The flip side of that is, I think that there's a lot of people out there who your parents have done something or your parents said you had to go to school and be X, Y, and Z or even going to college. Like we went down these paths because our parents said that that is acceptable and that's what's going to make you successful. And we've never been able to find the thing that we really love. There are a lot of people out there who are going to completely disagree with what I say, and I'm completely fine with that. But if one of my kids, they were like, I don't want to go to college. My thing is, I'm not going to be like, you have to go to college. My thing is going to be like, because what comes after that because could be an incredible passion for that person. I know so many very successful people that never went to college. Now, I'm all about higher education. I loved it. I had the greatest experiences there. I learned so much about my independence. I graduated with honors. So, you know, I had the education, but I learned so much more about myself, about life, about people, about interpersonal relationships, about coordination, about planning, about being professional, about business outside of my studies. I know a guy who literally has a passion for traveling, has created this incredible blog for traveling. He is always on the plane. He finds a way to find first class cabins and do these videos on YouTube. But you can tell it is his passion. Did he go to college? I have no clue. But what I do know is that he is living in this passion and living in this truth and being able to travel because it's something that he absolutely loves. And I hate using this example because I think that when we compare careers, it just becomes, I'm better than you. And I personally don't think a CEO is more important than a CFO in terms of like what it is that you want, right? In terms of what it is that you want for your life, I don't think another career path is more important. And the reason why I say that is, okay, do you have teachers who teach kids every day? I view teachers as amazing. I feel like every teacher, obviously, with certain rules, should be making like six figures, every single one of them, because, you know, having two kids at home and now sending 20, 30 in a classroom, whatever. Why is it that if someone is the head janitorial position that starts to manage people, that handles, you know, time clocks, and like they go home and they love this job and they think it's just like the best thing and they've learned all the ins and outs of that and it fills their soul, why is that any less than the teacher? Because we use that example a lot, and I'm using it. I don't like using that example, but I'm trying to make a point of like, it does not matter what your passion is. It does not matter what you love to do. What matters is that it's yours and you love it. You own it. You know, just own what it is that you love. And you don't have to accept a rating of your passion from someone else. No one out there is allowed to rate your passion. There are things, buildings, concerts, there are things that we see that are grandiose because the masses can experience it all at one time. But why can't your passion be just as fulfilling to you with maybe only you being the one that feels that passionate about it? The older I get, the more I literally connect to what it is that is going to fuel me, and you should too. No one is better than you. No one is worse than you. And you don't even have to worry about that. Because when it comes to passion, there really is no comparison. Like, I can't compare my passion to Scott. Scott's passion is literally numbers. Literally numbers. You may have heard the story in this podcast before. So back in the day, before there was Square Cash, and when we were doing live events, this had to be 10 years ago, we would take all of our apparel in a suitcase and set up a table, little booth. You know, we would sell clothes and it was all cash. Like, of course, people had credit cards, but we didn't have that credit card on demand Wi-Fi type capability. So we had all cash. And so we take the money, count it, put it in the bank, or do whatever we're going to do. I looked over at Scott, and he's sitting on the bed, like, with the wad of cash, you know, when someone has, like, a lot of money, and he's looking down, and he is oddly happy. And I use the word oddly in quotes, because at the time, I was like, that's odd. You know, why are you so happy? And he's like, it's not even, like, the amount of money in terms of, like, the currency of it. He's like, I just love money, and I love numbers, and I love what it can do. And it took me a while to understand. We still joke about it to that day. I mean, he literally looked like a kid in a candy store or a toy store. And, you know, honestly, I could probably ask him why and go even deeper into that as to why, you know, why that is a passion and what he feels about it. And I have talked to him about it before. But my point is, I looked at it as like, that's a little weird. But it's not weird. Your passion is not weird. What you love to do is not weird. What you wake up to do in your life, whether it's singing, dancing, acting, or counting grains of sand, if it is something that fills your soul, you do it. And you don't need permission from anybody else, and you don't need a rating from anybody else. Nobody should be allowed to rate your passion. Your passion is yours. You own it. It fills your soul. It helps you release those incredible endorphins. It actually takes you on a journey of adrenaline, where you get this adrenaline rush where you can wake up every day and enjoy what you do. Now, does every passion make you money? Maybe not, but every passion can make you happy. Every passion can fill your soul. And most importantly, every passion will help you trust and believe in who you are.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.